Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for Sunday, the 1st of May, 2022. The first day of May has numerous traditions associated with it, a tradition that stems from perhaps spring moving to summer in the Northern Hemisphere. In my own native Scotland, the day was marked in pre-Christian times with the Beltane Fire Festival, which marked the beginning of summer when cattle were driven out to the summer pastures. Rituals were performed to protect the cattle, the crops and the people, and to encourage growth. With the advent of Christianity, many of the rituals were changed and modified, losing some of its originality. In some parts of the world, like I'm told Germany, the day is celebrated, amongst other things, to honour St. Walburga, who is attributed to Christianising Germany. In the Catholic belief, May the 1st is also one of 2 days that honour St. Joseph, the patron saint of workers among Catholics. And the 1st of May is now marked as International Workers' Day. But the psalmist said in Psalm 90, O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. So on this day, I invite you to rejoice in our God. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who bring you this broadcast. We gather for in-person worship at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings in our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. But you can also find us live streaming on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
Lord,
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, the months may turn, the days may change, the calendar may shift, but you are always the same, and we praise you. Your word, the Bible, tells us in so many rich pictures and images of the kind of God that you are a kind God. Thank you for being our Father who loves us like a mother, a Redeemer who spends himself for us, the Shepherd who seeks for us and saves us. We praise you that you are a God who puts us right with yourself through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. He came amongst us to deal with what stands against us in your sight. Thank you for his cross. We're thankful to you for your Holy Spirit, who makes us your own and dwells in the hearts of all who trust you. Thank you for loving us, watching over us. Lord, let all that we are praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We acknowledge before you our wrongdoing. Forgive us that we have not loved ourselves and we have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We've not followed in your ways and we have rebelled against your love. Forgive us. Engage with us, Lord. Reshape our imaginations. Trade our complacency for your courage, our pettiness for your possibility, our greed for your goodness, our aimlessness for your adventure, our lives for your love. Here is good news. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We are forgiven for his sake. Thank you, Lord, that you've not abandoned us, that you've not sent us out to find our way, but you are leading and directing us. Help us hear your word now, that they may be for us words of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading this morning comes from John's Gospel, chapter 21, reading at verse 1, an account of a resurrection appearance of Jesus. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." And so they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?"
"No," they answered.
He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 metres. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with the fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Amen.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Last Sunday in church, we sang the hymn, Lord of the Dance. No, that's not the concert with Irish step dancing and Michael Flatley, but the hymn by Sidney Carter. One of the verses has the lines, I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came with me, and the dance went on. Today we find the sons of Zebedee, James and John, together with some other apostles gathered on the Lake of Galilee. After these things, says the scriptures, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. And so, once again, we see Peter and John side by side in the same boat. And once more, as at the empty tomb, we see these two good men behaving in different ways. When Jesus stood on the shore, in the dim twilight of the morning, John was the first to perceive who it was and to say, It is the Lord! But Peter was the first to spring into the water and to struggle to get close to his master. In a word, John was the first to see, but Peter was the first to act. John's gentle spirit was the swiftest and quickest to discern, but Peter's impulsive, perhaps even fiery nature was the quickest to action, to stir and to move. Both these men were believers. Both were true-hearted disciples. Both had loved the Lord in life, but their natural temperaments were not the same. God is supremely wise and creative, and he made us human beings diverse people. Different races, different faces, he made us one. But he also made us with different temperaments and experiences, and we're all shaped by our own backgrounds and experiences. He made us in different shapes and personalities, and he made each one of us different from a reason. We all have a unique mix of strengths, weaknesses, and life experiences. Yet God's desire is for us to work together to build up the church, the body of Christ. He wants each of us to become all that we were created to be. And the best place to start is with ourselves. Because when we can see ourselves as a wonderful creation made by the Lord himself, then we can learn to see others the same way, no matter how different they are. Some are more bright in a passive life, and some are more bright in an active one. Yet each and all the members of God's family, the church, in their own way and in their own season, bring glory to God. We might think in the Bible story of Martha and Mary. Martha was careful and troubled about much serving. When Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Yet there came a day at Bethany when Mary was crushed and prostrated by overmuch sorrow, and Martha's faith shone more brightly than her sister's. Nevertheless, both were loved by our Lord. The one thing needful is to have the grace of the Spirit to love Christ. The Church of Christ needs servants of all kinds and instruments of every sort. J.C. Ryle wrote that he needs penknives as well as swords, axes as well as hammers, chisels as well as saws, Martha's as well as Mary's, Peter's as well as John's. Let our ruling maxim be this: grace be with all of them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. And these things mean that he needs you as well as me, all of us and each of us, as we are. And it takes all of us to witness to the resurrection of Jesus. For this is a resurrection narrative. Here, as in other places, we find the proof that Jesus rose, a proof seen by people with their own eyes at one and the same time. We see Jesus sitting, talking, eating, drinking on the shore of the Lake of Galilee, and to all appearances for a considerable time. The Master, with nail prints in his hands, the very Master whom they had all followed for 3 years, and one of them at least had seen hanging on the cross, they could not be deceived. That Peter was convinced and satisfied we know, for he says himself to Cornelius in an account of the early church's movement and growth, in Acts chapter 10 and verse 41, "We did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." It takes everyone to witness to the resurrection of Jesus. And all of us in the church are called to bear witness to the life of Jesus. The church together stands witness that Jesus is alive. And those who in modern times say they are not convinced may as well say that they're determined not to believe any evidence of anything, anywhere, ever, at all.
Love to sing your praises.
Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, Lord, for you alone are worthy to receive all power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise. Your Son Jesus lived your compassion to the full and called us to follow him. When he was killed by those who would murder your way, you raised him to life again and enthroned him as the centre of heaven's worship. He meets us in our uncertainty, redeeming even our failures and betrayals, offering forgiveness and removing the scales from our eyes. Lord Jesus Christ, risen to live forever, thank you for continuing to entrust us with your good news. Thank you for continuing to stand by us, even when we have let you down. And thank you for never faltering in your care for us and your love for us, even when we hurt and betray you. May we, in return, stand by you, care for you, love you, and may we work with you in feeding your sheep. Give us, we pray, the courage as individuals and as communities of your people, the courage to listen for your voice. And when we fear where that might lead us, when we hesitate, pulled back by the safe and familiar, reassure us of being held in your arms and embolden us simply to follow. You, Lord, are ever with us. We bring to you a world that you care for deeply. Into those places where violence is rife, bring your peace, we pray. Into those places where hatred and suspicion grow, encourage understanding, we pray, and sow and nurture the seeds of love and respect. Where poverty and disease make life miserable for people, don't let us turn away. Instead, help us to be your hands, your heart, your feet, your voice. For this planet itself, we pray, giving you thanks for its beauty and its life and its power and majesty, for all that you have woven into its creation that brings us blessing and you glory. We rejoice in seas, mountains, lakes, fields, beaches and gardens, all of them gifts from you to be enjoyed and cared for. Help us to make sure we do just that. May we acknowledge you, the Creator, for all of creation, and know and value our own part within it. We bring to you our prayers for all who are on our hearts and minds at this time, the ones who are wounded and hurting, the ones who are broken and bleeding, if not in body, then in heart and in mind, for all who mourn, all who grieve, all who have yearned for better days but see no horizon that brings some offering of light. All these prayers we offer in the name of Jesus, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.